Favour Amadi and Victoria Ordu are from Nigeria, but decided to leave their country in search of a better future. In 2009, they traveled, both on scholarships, to study at the University of Regina in Canada. In 2011, the women took part-time jobs at a local Walmart to help with their expenses. And that's when everything changed. They found out the hard way that working off campus was a violation of their student visas. The Canadian government issued deportation orders. So in 2012, the women sought refuge at local churches. But after 486 days, the women gave up their fight to stay and were deported back to Nigeria. That's not the end of the story, though. Students and faculty at the University of Regina lobbied the Canadian government to allow the two women to come back. And last Saturday, Amadi and Ordu actually returned to Regina. Michelle Stewart is an assistant professor of justice studies at the university there. Michelle Stewart, immigration laws are tough to work around. How were you able to arrange for Favour and Victoria to return to Canada?
Like you said, it was a tough battle with the students being in sanctuary. But I think one of the big issues with this case was their dedication. They decided to take a stand and fight their deportation by going into sanctuary for 15 months, which raised a lot of questions at the local and national level about injustices within the immigration process. So although Victoria and Favour did have to return to Nigeria, and that's when they went through the regular immigration process to reapply to come into the country, since that time, immigration laws have changed. And so I think we can safely say that their case has had huge impacts in Canada, not only on their supporters, but potentially on some of the laws.
Right. And prior to their returning to Canada, I gather you organized a legal defense fund?
I was fortunate to find colleagues on campus that wanted to create a legal defense fund for international students. And so we raised funds through the campus community and through the larger community. And what we did was put those funds aside to assist students like Victoria and Favour, but also other students that had legal fees and needed legal representation while they were in the country.
I mean, the women did violate their student visas. Why do this?
You know, at the end of the day, these were two young women who worked at Walmart for 2 weeks. They thought that they were allowed to work on and off campus. It was a mistake. And of course, like you said, it was a violation of the terms of their visa. But the punishment needed to fit the crime. And I think that was the biggest concern we had as supporters. And I think that's the reason that this case really resonated. Deporting two young women back to Nigeria for working at Walmart for 2 weeks, when it was unclear whether or not a major corporation like Walmart was even given a sanction for their role in that case, let alone that they would be going home without their education, didn't seem fair to many of us. And that's where we said enough is enough, you know, and that these students could have had other sanctions levied upon them, but to force them to return home was far too much.
Michelle, take us back to 2012 when Amadi and Ordu sought sanctuary at those local churches there in Regina. How did the community react to that?
When Victoria and Favour decided to take sanctuary, they did so relatively quietly that summer, and they were trying to, you know, have ideally some conversations and to negotiate their stay. So I didn't find out about the case until it went public in September of 2012. So already a couple of months after they had been in sanctuary. But when that article came out in the local newspaper, it immediately galvanized the community. And right away, there was a group of us that were meeting, trying to figure out how to offer support for these two young women that were moving around in church basements, fighting to stay in Canada to complete their education.
I gather you were at the airport on Saturday when they returned. What was that like, and what's next for them?
Well, I have to admit that it was a pretty important or special moment to see them come down the escalator, to have a crowd of supporters there. I think that all of us hoped they would come back, but when we saw them leaving last October, we weren't sure if that would be the case. So having them come back was wonderful. And the thing they're most excited to do right now is to return to their studies. They've been away from school for 2 years, you know? So what we're hoping is, you know, in the next 18 to 24 months, we get to watch them go through convocation and watch them graduate.
Michelle Stewart, Assistant Professor of Justice Studies at the University of Regina. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.